Carney's Community is a charity in Battersea which exists to support all young people, but it targets its resources on those who've had adverse childhood experiences, face poverty, are in the care system, or are impacted by gun and knife crime. Also, those who've been excluded from school or involved in the criminal justice system. The charity provides a safe space and engages young people in positive activities. These include boxing, skills workshops, social activities, mentoring, and one-to-one intensive key work. Carney's Community launched in 2011, combining the expertise of youth worker George Turner and boxing coach Mark Reigate. My name's Lucy Mayer, and I've spoken to George to find out how Carney's Community is doing what it says on the tin, supporting young people across southwest London.
Carney's Community is a charity which is based down in Battersea. We are open to all young people, but we actively target those who are from more disadvantaged backgrounds, who haven't necessarily had an equal chance in life as others. People who've been involved with or been impacted by gun and knife crime, may be involved in the criminal justice system, may have special educational needs, mental health issues, any kind of disadvantage or situation they're in where they may struggle more than others. Those are the people we really want to try and target. And we wanted to create something for them, which is a community that they can belong to. And we wanted to be able to provide, I suppose, similar support to that a family might support to their child, which is long-term, consistent, unconditional support with empathy. So we do it using many different activities, but the main two that we do are that we have free boxing fitness sessions that we run, which is followed by a youth club and foods with it for all the young people. And then we do a lot of key working, which is the one-to-one kind of more intensive work, which can go on for a long period of time. People might can drop in and drop out of it. And it's really to help them in whatever area they need help with, whether it's court attendance, whether it's trying to get a job, trying to get into education, trying to be housed. Any of those things, we'll try and support them through key work, although the key work is limited for those who are having a tougher time than most, just because we've only got a certain amount of resources.
How would someone be referred to you if they wanted your help?
So people can just come down. They can just turn up and say they're interested in getting involved, and then we'll let them know what activities we've got going on. They can start straight away. But we do also get referrals externally. So we'll get referrals from places like Youth Offending Team, probation, social services, local schools, pupil referral units, and also directly from within the council as well, with the teams that work with those who experienced exploitation and kind of integrated offender management teams.
The Wimbledon Foundation, which I understand has been an immense help for you and other charities and community organisations like yours.
Wimbledon have been brilliant, actually. So they were one of our first ever funders, and they fund a number of the projects that we run. So they funded in the past some of our boxing sessions, some of the ones that we run in our centre in Battersea, but also some that we ran doing outreach in other areas around Wandsworth. They funded our key work, they funded our youth club, they've funded the bike workshop that we run on a Thursday. So they've been really useful with regards to funding, but the area that I feel they've helped the most with has been around employment opportunities. We have a big push to try and get more people to be willing to employ people who have either special education needs or come from an offending background and therefore have criminal records. And it's very, very difficult for them to get into work. And I mean, this is why I don't want to go off on a tangent, but get very frustrated with all of these proposed cuts to things like disability benefits and PIP payments, which I think, yes, 100% employment is really helpful for people with disabilities. It's a really good thing for them to do. But it doesn't appear that there's been any work done to try and create accessible jobs for people who've got learning difficulties. Whereas Wimbledon have been excellent. They've taken on, this year they've taken on six of our participants to work down at the championships. They've taken on a number of other participants in the past. And what we found is for quite a few of them, their first ever bit of work has been working at the championships, and this is what's given them something to put on the CV. It's boosted their self-esteem because they've realized that actually this is something that can, someone does actually want to employ me. I am employable, and quite often it can lead to other bigger, better things. So yeah, we hope that there are going to be other employers out there that are going to follow Wimbledon's lead.
Now, one of the young people you're helping is Cyprian, who we met last week at the Wimbledon Foundation's annual event, which was held to celebrate the organisations and charities that the Wimbledon Foundation supports across the year. And Cyprian is a big part of Carney's community, and the joy that radiated from him when he was talking about how you've helped him. And then we all saw that fantastic picture of him at the toying course at Wimbledon with Djokovic. That's a really special moment, and you were a part of that. How does that make you feel?
Cyprian, I mean, he got special treatment because he's done really, really well himself. He's come from a very tricky background where he's experienced a lot that no child should ever experience, but has done brilliantly well. He's working full time now, has put so much work into that, progressing his own situation, and so for him to win the opportunity to go into centre court and do the coin toss for the men's finals last year was unbelievable. And he walks around, Wimbledon were brilliant, and they gave him the actual coin that he used, and he walks around with that all the time. He's actually just moved into his own temporary accommodation today. I'm going to go and drop in some cutlery and stuff in a minute. And his plan is to get that that coin and the photo that he had with him and him, Djokovic and Alcaraz before the match. He's going to have it all framed and stuck up in his room, which I think is really nice.
That's so special. Yeah. Merton, Wandsworth, two of the most privileged boroughs probably out of the whole of London. But there is a lot of deprivation, isn't there? And we can't overlook the fact that although they are wealthy boroughs, there is deprivation within wealthy boroughs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at Wandsworth, for example, it's one of the, it's seen as being one of the richest boroughs, but there are certain areas, including where we're based at, which are seen as being some of the poorest wards in the whole country. So, and you do see it all around London, but I think in Wandsworth it really stands out. And even where we're based, we've got, on the left-hand side of our centre, we've got Prince of Wales Drive with multi-million pound houses. And then on the right, we've got numerous housing estates which are run down and need work done on them, and people living in poverty there. And people really are living kind of cheap by jowl, with coming from completely different backgrounds and not really knowing what's going on in each other's worlds. So for us, we've been based down in Battersea for 10 years now, and we had our anniversary event a couple of months ago. So the last day, I think it was like the 30th of January, I think. And we invited some of the neighbours who are from the wealthier side of Battersea to come in, and they come in and they've walked around, met our participants, but also seen we've got a memorial wall up in the centre, which is we put the participants that we've worked with that have passed away or have been killed, generally through knife or gun crime. And coming in and then seeing that and seeing that this stuff's happening in Wandsworth, they're just not hearing about it and they don't know about it because it's not their circle. And I think that was really kind of telling for me, because for me it's sadly similar to a lot of our young people. It's kind of the norm that we have this stuff going on, but there are other people living right next to us who have no idea what some people are having to live through and having to try and deal with.
And I was going to ask, have you watched Adolescence?
Yes, I have.
Because I think I can't get away without, you know, especially in the line of work that you're in, without asking about this, because this is such a talking point. And I watched it and I just felt, you know, there's a whole generation of young men and boys who are being completely failed. And I can't help but think that if there was more organisations like yours doing what you're doing, then it would be such a different picture. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. But I think also it's not just the boys as well. What we're finding over the last year or so, there's a higher prevalence of violent offences in young girls than there is in young boys. And I think this is possibly a response to the kind of toxic masculinity and the stuff that you've seen on adolescence. So it's having a huge impact. And there needs to be more positive role models and places where they can provide positive role models. People often say there needs to be more role models. There doesn't. There's loads. The problem is lots of them are not positive role models. Lots of them are people who are negative role models and who potentially could be grooming young people. We need to have more people available who can be positive role models, and we need to be willing to start talking and highlighting some of the amazing achievements that some young men and young women are able to achieve, to give young people something to aspire to. For example, like Cyprian, what he's been able to achieve. I think the society that we're living in, we focus so much on bad news. I mean, an example being, we were on Newsnight a few years ago because we'd had three participants murdered in the space of 3 weeks. And we were on there talking about that. But we then had some really good news story with a young man who set up his own business, which was supporting other young people who'd been involved in offending or who come from houses where there's mental health issues. And we were literally told by news agencies that they don't do good news stories, that the focus is bad news. And so if you're a young person and you're hearing all of this nonsense that's kind of spouted in relation to toxic masculinity, and then all you're seeing is that there's knife crime and gun crime and this problem and that problem, then why would you aspire to be anything different? Why would you expect that you're going to be different to what you're seeing? And so we really want people to be out there talking about the good news stories of, we have some unbelievably amazing young people that we've got in our borough, that we've got all over the country. And I think it's really important for people to be able to shout about it and show off those young people.
Well, we definitely do good news stories, so we are more than happy to shout about you. To find out more about the work that Carney's Community does, go to carneyscommunity.org. I'm Lucy Mayer, reporting for Radio Jackie.